Sorry Quiz Show!
Jinja!
Sabai Kidja!
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after-school program with over 16 locations in the Bay Area and many more internationally. I'm your host Vidya, and I'm here with three firecrackers in the studio today. And we'll meet them in a bit, but I want to do some housekeeping first. First, please do go to the Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook and like us. Safari Quiz Show is our page. Please do like us. The only thing we put up there is information about the quiz show. So if you are a regular listener or if you just tuned in and want to find out more about the show and look at the pictures of the performers, etc., please do like us. And we really want to get to a big number so that we can start offering prizes on our Facebook page as well. Second, we're not doing it in the summer because there are very few kids around, but we do showcase musicians on the show. So if you have a child who plays an instrument and would like to come and play it live on the show, we would love for that. Or if you want to send us a recording with some information about it, the place to send it to is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now a little note from Miss Anu. She's our producer, and she's the one who organizes the contestants for each show, and she is really getting tired because she needs contestants. She needs participants. I know summer is not a great time because a lot of you are traveling, visiting family, maybe even going out of the country. But if you're around in the show, if you're around in the neighborhood in the Bay Area, please do get in touch with us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let me give you the incentive if you're a new listener. Winners get $30 and the two runners-up get $15 each in gift cards, and they're Target gift cards. So really, it's worth just showing up for the show. So if you're interested in participating, do get in touch with us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your grade, and we'll definitely pair you up with kids who are in the same grade so that it's a very fair competition. We're also looking for grown-ups to participate on the show. I'm dying to make a set of questions for grown-ups because it'll be a lot of fun for me. And Anu and Michael are pointing to each other. And yes, maybe one day we'll have both of them on the show and we'll see how they do, because I know they have a lot of fun listening to the questions and answering it along with the kids. Okay, we're going to start our show in just a second. We have one category on today's show that might require a paper and a pencil. So I'm going to give you a minute to go find that, find a paper and pencil, because we have an anagram round in the show today. That came out of the fact that when the girls who are on today's show realized they're going to be participating this week, they wanted something to do with spelling. So we decided we'd do an anagram round, and that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so let's go and meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Pooja. I have a very familiar voice. Is going to be on now. Hi, Pooja.
Hi, my name is Pooja, and I go to Foster City Elementary School. I'm going to go to College Park Elementary School next year.
All right. So, why are you changing? Oh, is it that cool school? Oh, it's a gate school. That's right. We had some other kids from that College Park Elementary gate school as well. And I believe it's open to kids, gate-identified students from across the Bay. So, even if you don't live in San Mateo or Foster City, you can attend the school. So, do check it out. It's very cool. And Pooja has spoken a little bit faster, but you'd probably hear her saying, "Hi, I'm Pooja, and this, I think the answer is..." And that's the Pooja who's in the studio today. She's a really naughty girl.
Hey.
Last time she got lots of minus fives for being naughty. So this time she's decided she's going to be much more
mature.
There you go. Much more mature. So we'll see if she can live up to that. So Pooja, what are you doing in the summer?
Staying home with my grandparents, and my aunt and uncle are coming next week.
All right, so it's family time.
Yep.
Are you visiting places around the Bay Area? Are you showing them around?
Yeah, I think we might go when my aunt and uncle are coming more.
Where are you going off to?
San Francisco.
Oh, of course. And do you have a favorite place in San Francisco that you like to visit?
Not really.
No, not even Ghirardelli's Chocolate Factory?
Maybe,
right. All right. Okay, and our next contestant, now I don't know which one is Lippy and which one is Stuti. I think this one is Lippy.
No,
this one is Stuti. They're twins, right? So this one is Stuti.
Yes.
Okay, so our next contestant is Stuti. She, by the way, happens to be a younger cousin of Pooja. Pooja, by the way, is going to fourth grade in the fall. And Lippy and Stuti, our twins, are going to go to third grade in the fall, right? Okay, Stuti, tell me what you're doing in the summer.
Today I'm going to Santa Cruz.
No, tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, I'm not sure.
Are you guys going to the beach boardwalk?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going with my cousin, Brisha, and their family.
And what is the favorite thing you like to eat on the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk? What junk food do you like the
best? We bring
our
food so we don't eat there.
No!
My dad didn't let us.
Oh my goodness, you have such good parents.
And my grandma is at my house.
Oh, so you're carrying a picnic? You're going to the Redwood Forest seeing the monarch butterflies?
I'm not sure if my grandma's coming.
Okay, so you're going to go to the Santa Cruz.
Because my grandma
Santa
can't
Cruz.
See.
Oh, my goodness.
Only with a half eye.
Okay, and does she wear thick glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope you have a really good time in Santa Cruz, and I'll ask more about Santa Cruz to Lippy. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Lippy, and Lippy has to speak up a little bit on the mic so everybody can hear. So talk right into the mic.
Yeah.
So tell me what you're reading this summer.
Geronimo Stilton.
Geronimo Stilton. So which one do you like better, Geronimo Stilton or Thea Stilton?
Thea.
Thea Stilton. What's the latest book?
The Amazing Voyage.
The Amazing Voyage. Okay, you have to speak into the mic because my voice is so loud. It looks like I'm swallowing you up if you speak so softly. Okay, so a little bit louder. So, girls, actually, I should ask all of you about your summer reading recommendation. So, would you recommend The Amazing Voyage to kids like you?
Yeah.
It's really fun?
Yeah.
Do you read Diary of a Wimpy Kid also?
No,
she reads. What about you, Pooja? What's your summer book?
Rick Riordan books.
Any Rick Riordan books. And he writes a lot of them.
Yep.
He writes fat ones too.
No?
The House of Hades and all, they're not fat books? They're not a fat book?
They're mythology, but...
Mythology books.
Like fake mythology.
Fake mythology books.
Like, except...
Fantasy books.
Well, the gods... and stuff are real, but like the plot of it, I don't think.
Well, if you look at it, all mythology is fake, right? They're all made up stories anyway. Okay. All right, let's get to our first category today. Everybody get ready. Hands on buzzers. We'll do a little buzzer test. The category is identify states by their postal abbreviations. Postal abbreviations, that means for California, it would be CA. So if I said CA, you would have to say California. Okay? All right, let's do a buzzer test. Pooja, let me see your buzzer. And Stuti. And Lip, again. And Lippy. Okay, I'm going to make this mistake. Stuti, Lippy. There you go.
She has glasses and she doesn't have glasses. Remember, that's where she
goes. Oh, yeah, she has glasses. Her name means script. So she has glasses to read the script. There you go. Okay, I got it. I finally got it. Okay. All right, ready? First one. A-L.
Louisiana.
Oh, it's her.
Louisiana
is wrong. -5 for you, and it passes to Lippy.
Alabama.
That is correct. 5 points for Lippy. Oh, I got it. All right, ready? Next one. C-O.
Colorado.
That's correct. 10 points to Pooja. I-A.
Illinois.
That is not correct. Question passes to... Hang on. No. Uh-huh. It's a past question. So it passes to Lippy. I-A. Say pass.
Pass.
And passes to Pooja.
Iowa?
Iowa is right. 5 points. Very good. Next one. Ready? M-E. This one is
Maine.
Lippy. Maine is right. Very good. 10 points. Question number 5. M-O.
Missouri?
That is correct. Oh, very
gosh.
Good.
Okay.
Pipped. Absolutely got it on time. Just at the buzzer. Question number 6. Ready? N-M.
New Mexico.
That is correct. 5 points to her because she owes us 5 points.
She owes
us
10.
She was at 2. Oh, she owes 10. So she's now down to... Oh, she's all wiped out. All right, she's at 0 now. This was Tuti. Ah, yes. Question number 7. Ready? SC.
South Carolina.
That is correct. 10 points to Lippy. Question number 8. VT.
Mm-hmm. Vermont.
Vermont. 10 points. Very good. Question number 9. WI.
Wisconsin.
Very good. 10 points to Suti again. And last one. MA. This is Lippy.
Maryland?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. And question passes to Pooja.
It was MA?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
I'll accept it. 5 points to Pooja. And with that, we come to the end of our first round. It's time for our listener question. For those who are listening for the first time, we ask a listener question. Call us in at this number if you know the answer. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. This one is not a state. It's a territory. It's an American territory. And here we go. It's A-S. A-S. Shush, shush, shush. In the studio. Shush in the studio. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. This is a territory, not a state. It's still a postal code. A-S. A-S. Find out and call me. I know they knew this would zap them. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Alaska.
Alaska? Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
My name is Arush.
Arush or Ayush?
Arush.
And what's your answer?
Alaska.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharanya and the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Sharanya. Remember, we're not talking about a state. This is a territory. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, the answer, I'm Sulagna and the answer is Alaska.
What's your name again?
Sulagna.
Sulagna. Oh, what a pretty name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shriyan.
Yes.
And the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Shriyan. Another new caller. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti.
Istuti?
And he is American Samoa.
Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shriyan. American Samoa.
What's your name again?
Susham. S-U-S-S-I-M.
Sushim, yes, I've heard you before. Thank you, Sushim. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shari. Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Shari, and the answer is American Samoa.
Thank you, Shari. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rosen, and I think that the answer is American Samoa.
What's your name again?
Pratham.
Thank you. Pratham was the last caller for question number 1. This time the winner is going to be picked by Lippy. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya. Jeeja.
Sabah Kieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja. Sabah Kieja. Wake up, girls. They're busy drawing doodles, pretty, pretty girl doodles on their pieces of paper for the next round. Let's do it again. Jeeja.
Sabah Kieja.
There you go. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Pooja, Suti and Lippy. They're all cousins. Actually, Suti and Lippy are twins and then they're cousins with Pooja. So there's a good friendly rivalry going on. And I think the first round was pretty even. So before we check their scores, let's see who was the winner for our first listener question. The first listener question was in the category postal codes for American states. The listener question was a little bit of a googly because it was not a state, it was a territory, and the code was AS. A lot of people answered Alaska, but Alaska is a state, people. It's not a territory anymore. It's a state. So the territory that we were looking for was American Samoa, and some of you got it right. And this time, Lippy picked the answer, and she's going to announce the winner of the first listener question.
the wait, wind. What does it say?
Shairi.
The winner of the first listener question is Shairi.
Shairi. Shairi. Well done. I think she's also one of our lucky people, isn't it? Maybe one for the second time. Shairi, congratulations. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer. And we hope to see you in the studio one day. It looks like you're in town. So please do write to Miss Anu and see if you can come by and stop by the show and participate on the show. We would love to have you on the show one day. And let's see how the kids in the studio did. Pooja, how many points do you have?
30.
30. What about you, Stuti?
20.
And Lippy?
20.
All right. This is a really close game. Okay, so are you ready for your anagram round?
Sort of.
Everybody check your pens are working. Now let's check our buzzers are working. Pooja? Oh, that was the... Okay. And everybody's buzzer is working too. Are you ready? People at home, if you haven't already done so, grab a pen and paper. And here is our first anagram. These are all items found in the house, in a home. All items found in a home. And I'll give you a little additional clue about which room they're found in. Okay? First one. Kins. K-I-N-S. K-I-N-S. Okay.
Skin?
No, I didn't finish it. And that is not correct. So, minus 5. It's found in the kitchen. Go for it.
Sink.
Sink. That's right. Very good.
Five points.
All right. Let's go to the second one. Hopen. H-O-P-E-N. Found in the study. Hopen. Found in the study. Hopen. This one, even my daughter struggled with. She's in seventh grade. H-O-P-E-N. You got it? Oh, Michael got it. Michael gets 10 points. We should actually do this. We should give Michael points too and see if he beat the contestants. Hopen. H-O-P-E-N. Come on, girls. You can do this. It's found in the study. Actually, it's found in many rooms at the same time. But the study is probably where you use it the most. And Michael is giving visual clues. Yes.
Phone.
Don't do that, Michael. 10 points to Pooja. Okay. Question number 3. Owlet. O-W-L-E-T. Owlet. Found in the bathroom. Owlet.
Towel. Yes.
Towel. 10 points. Very good. That was Lippy. Next one is oafs. O-A-F-S.
Oops.
Oops. Minus five. She just buzzed. Oafs. Found in the...
Sofa.
Very good. That was 10 points to...
5 points. That was the second one.
No, yours was a mistake. I didn't finish it also. Oh, found. Okay, she said sofa. Okay, number 5. Bleat. B-L-E-A-T.
Table.
Very good. 10 points to Pooja. Question number 6. Palm. P-A-L-M.
Lamp.
Awesome. 10 points to... I'm not even finishing the... Opus. O-P-A-S. Opus. Found in the bathroom. Opus.
Soap.
Very good. That one was... Stuti. Yes, I got it. Odor. O-D-O-R. Found...
Door.
I was going to say found everywhere, and if your home actually has odor everywhere, we have a problem. Okay, 9. Oh my goodness, girls are so good at this. Vino. V-E-N-O. Found in the kitchen. V-E-N-O. Found in the kitchen.
Oven.
Very good. 10 points to Lippy. And number 10, slags. S-L-A-G-S. Slags. Found in the windows. Slags. Found in the windows.
Glass.
Very good. 10 points to Stuti. All right. We did it. What do you think of that round, girls? Had fun?
Yeah.
Again, a very even round. All right. This one now is for our listeners. And girls, shush. 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550, rotates, R-O-T-A-T-E-S, found in the kitchen, rotates. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Zap them. Rotates, R-O-T-A-T-E-S, found in the kitchen. I love stumping the listeners. Oh, there's our first and second caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is toaster.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Ten callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sulagna and the answer is toaster.
Thank you, Sulagna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pratham and I think that the answer is a toaster.
Thank you, Pratham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is toaster.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pooja and the answer is toaster.
Okay, we have a clone. Pooja, did you clone yourself for the show? Okay, this is Pooja who? Pooja, what's your last name? What's your last name?
I am Anu.
Sorry, what was your last name?
B-U-B-E-Y.
I'll put B.
B-U-B-E-Y.
Okay, B-U. Pooja B. All right. Her voice is really similar to... Pooja in the studio. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti Garola and the answer is toaster.
Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is a toaster.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shrestha. My answer is toaster.
What's your name again?
Shrestha.
How do you spell it?
S-H-R-I-R-A-J-G-A-S-H.
Shriraj. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, Shriraj.
Yes.
Nice name. Welcome to the show. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is toaster.
Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. Ashna was the last caller for our second round. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our listener question and how the girls in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, saying... Jieja!
Sabal Kieja!
This time it's... Mike, just pick up the...
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jieja!
Sabal Kieja!
As you can see, the whole promise of maturity is fading a little bit right now. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, here with Pooja, Stuti and Lippy. And we are done with two categories already today. The last category was anagrams of household items. The last listener question was rotates. And it took a while for people to figure it out, but then everybody got it right. The answer is indeed toaster. And from all the correct answers... Stuti has mangled the Stuti, who won the second listener question?
Istuti.
Istuti. She very cleverly picked out Istuti, which is her own name, but obviously someone else listening on the line. But Istuti, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question and the answer. And let's see how the points in the studio are looking right now. Pooja?
70.
70. What about you, Istuti?
No. 50!
Stuti. Lippy, how many points?
35.
35. It's very, very close. This time, last time I know Pooja sort of steamrolled over them, but this time they're holding their own. Let's see what happens in this final ingredient, final category, which is main ingredient. That means I'll give them the name of a food and they have to tell me what's the main ingredient in it. We'll start off quite easy. Hopefully it'll get a little, just a teeny weeny bit tougher as we go along. Ready? Let's do a buzzer test.
Oops.
All right. Okay, ready? First question. French fries.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, 10 points to Pooja. Question number 2. Omelette.
Eggs.
Eggs. Very good. That was Stuti. Number 3. Ketchup.
Tomatoes.
Yep. Pooja again. Question number 4. Minus 5 for that. I didn't even ask the question, but she's allowed to buzz in for this question. Question number 4. Butter.
Milk.
Milk. Very good. Question number 5. Chocolate.
Cacao beans.
Cacao bean, wonderful. Excellent. I wish I could give her bonus points for that instead of saying cocoa. Question number 6. Roti.
Atta.
What is atta made of? I'll accept it if you tell me. Made of what? What is flour made of? It is made of flour, but what is flour made of? What's the main ingredient in it?
Wheat.
Wheat. Very good. I'll accept it. 10 points. Good job. Question number 7. Taco.
Corn.
Corn. Good. That was Pooja.
What can be a wheat tortilla either?
I didn't say tortilla. I said taco.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Tacos are not made of wheat. Question number 8. Everybody ready? Guacamole.
Avocado.
Avocado. Very good. Question number 9. Sushi.
Fish.
No. Minus 5.
No.
Question passes to Lippy.
Rice and raw fish.
Rice. Just rice. I'll accept it. Minus 5. Sushi actually means pickled rice. So sushi is not fish. Sushi is rice. Last one. Lollipop.
Sugar.
10 points to Pooja. Very good. All right, that was a lot of fun. I should have done another 10 more. It just went by really quickly. Time for a listener question now. 510-770-1550 is the studio number. 770-1550. Let me do that again. 770-1550. Here's our food for which you have to tell me the main ingredient. Hummus. Hummus. Okay, let's go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is garbanzo beans.
Thank you, Yash. There are actually 2 correct answers for this, so I'll accept anyone. This is good. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air now.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Sabina and the answer is a chickpea.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Sahana. The answer is chickpea.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Amit, and the answer is chickpeas.
Thank you, Amit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir. The answer is chickpeas.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish, and I think the answer is chickpeas.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is garbanzo beans.
Thank you, Gaurav. I think it's a different Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is chickpeas.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and the answer is chickpeas.
Thank you, Twinkle. Welcome to the show. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant, and my answer is hummus is made out of chickpeas or the garbanzo beans.
Thank you, Nishant. And Nishant was our last caller for our last question. Wow, this show is coming to an end really soon. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who got the listener question and who was the winner in our studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Kieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Whoa. Well, welcome to back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here. We're coming to the end of the show and it's time to announce all the winners. But before that, I want to send out a plea again to all the new people who called into today's show. We had so many new names. It's so nice to hear these new names because I know we are getting more listeners for the show. But then I want that to translate into more participants for the show as well. So if you're interested in participating for the show, summer is a time where you can do all these fun things. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. As I mentioned in my opening monologue, the prizes are really good. It's a 30, 15, 15 prizes for the 3 people in the studio and they come in the form of Target gift cards. So do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com and we'll pair you up with an appropriate grade. Okay, before we do the listener winner, let's do the studio winner. Pooja, how many points do you have?
110.
What about you, Stuti?
80.
And what about you, Lippy?
I don't know.
50 points. Lippy has 50 points and is busy tearing up all the loose paper and making it into some origami art. So we will excuse her there. So Pooja is a big winner. Let's give her a big round of applause. Well done. She usually is, but this time I think Lippy and Stuti gave her a good run for her money. So that was really good. And now let's see who the listener winner is for the third listener question. And that was picked by Pooja.
The winner of the third listener question is Amit.
Amit, I don't, my mic is not on.
Thank you, Michael. Amit, all right. Let's give him a round of applause. Amit is probably a first-time winner. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question and the answer to Amit, Stuti, and Shairi. These are our three winners for today. Please do write to us today itself. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Miss Anu will send out your gift cards latest by Monday or Tuesday. But she needs to hear from you by today. All right, with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Anu and Michael. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja.
Sabal.
Jieja.
Sabal.
Kieja.